Russia's looking out for the fate of Syria's Christians. An audio scripture ministry team is facing a hard deadline, and your kids can help reach Native Americans with the gospel. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's election day in Syria, and Russia's playing referee. Russian officials are on the ground in Damascus, observing and monitoring the highly controversial voting process. A senior officer claims Russia is looking out for the fate of Syria's Christians, and that's partly why they're involved. Lindsay Vesey of the Venn Institute says it's not clear why Russian President Vladimir Putin is supporting Christians.
But the benefit of what he's doing is he's actually helping persecuted Christians, and that's something that the Obama administration has failed at miserably.
Current Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is likely to win another 7-year term, which means little will change for Christians. Will you add him to your prayer list?
Pray for the protection of Christians and that they will be able to persevere.
Next, reports broke Saturday that the Sudanese government was overturning an apostasy conviction that would release 27-year-old Miriam Ibrahim within days. However, Open Doors spokesman Jerry Dykstra says
that was denied later on Sunday. That foreign ministry said the report from that official was not true, and many believe that official wanted to defuse some of the flak that Sudan has been getting from all over the world.
Ibrahim is a Christian married to an American. She says she's never practiced Islam. However, because her father was a Muslim, Sudan's courts refused to legally recognize her marriage. That led to both adultery and apostasy convictions and a death sentence.
The defense team for Miriam is waiting for a verdict to their appeal process.
There are a couple of resolutions in Congress calling for her release and granting refugee status. We have links at our website so you can add your voice. By the way, she's been pressured to renounce Christ, but still refuses. Keep praying that she remains a light in dark places. This is Mission Network News. Voice of the Martyrs reports 30,000 of your brothers and sisters in Christ are enduring torture in North Korean concentration camps. VOM is asking you to sign a letter of confession of your faith to Kim Jong-un, the man who forces Christians to confess their faith as a crime. The body of Christ isn't called to ignore injury, but to support members who are injured. Follow the link on our website to download and sign that letter. We turn next to Mozambique, where an audio scripture ministries team is racing against the clock. They spent the last few weeks recording the Takwane New Testament. They're now finalizing and editing the process and loading it onto digital players before June 30th. Less than 2% of the Takwane people group follows Christ. Church planning efforts are increasing. The upcoming audio Bible distribution will support that. Our website has more of the details. And after centuries of fighting trends of alcoholism, suicide, and abuse with the gospel, Christians are finding out now that only 5% of Native Americans claim to follow Christ. Brad Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministry says,
it's just hard for us to see year in and year out. But what we have found over the years is that there are a lot of people in the body of Christ who, when they learn about this, they immediately want to become prayer warriors as part of the effort, and we really appreciate that.
Churches are getting their children involved, too. On Eagle's Wings, RHM's Ministry to Native America, has released an informational missions kit for children. It teaches kids about Native America, how they can pray, and help.
So I think children really connect with it, and it gives a chance for parents and Sunday school teachers and church leaders to open up these kids' world to see beyond kind of the borders that they normally see.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of Voices in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions, 100 true stories of God's servants who are working in the hard places. It's a great resource to study by yourself or with your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.